In nom de Dieu, le Père, le Fils, et le Saint-Esprit. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to invite all the young people forward to come and join me up here on this special high holy day of Pentecost. Everybody get one of these red fans? Wave your red fan. Wave your red fan, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Irina, do all the kids want to have their fans up here, maybe? All right, let's get the fans up here. Now, today is the birthday of the church. Very, very special day. A day where we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit to people in different languages. Now, did y'all understand everything that was said today? Did you understand any of it? Okay. All right. So, what an exciting day, and we have six baptisms today, a very important day. Another name for Pentecost, the old name was Whit Sunday. In England, you'll hear Whit Sunday or White Sunday, which is kind of a corruption of the phraseology White Sunday, because people who were baptized would wear white cloaks, just like I'm wearing underneath this red robe, white baptismal garments, and you'd wear that. And you would come and you'd be baptized like we're doing today. And so Pentecost means the 50th day. It's the end of the Easter period, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And it comes from, actually, from a Jewish festival called Shavuot, S-H-A-V-U-O-T, which is a minor festival in ancient Judaism, which is an agricultural festival of the Feast of Weeks. Now, Nihongo hanashimasu ka? Nihongo? Nihongo hanashimasu ka? Do you speak Japanese? Okay, then you say, Iye. Iye. Wakarimasen. Wakarimasen. Okay, how about this? Est-ce qu'il y a personne ici qui parle français? Oui? Levez votre main si tu parles français. Français? Très bien. J'ai étudié français depuis 1977. I studied French since 1977. Quand j'ai 11 ans, when I was 11 years old. Anybody here 11 years old? 12? All right. Are you guys studying languages in schools?
I am.
You are? Which language?
I'm
That's awesome. I love that app. What are you learning? Spanish? Oh, that's cool, Spanish and Hawaiian. Well, you know, I'm living in Texas, and I speak French. Now, that doesn't really help a lot. Now, I talked to my Uber driver in North Carolina, who was from the Ivory Coast a couple weeks ago when I was on vacation. And last year when I was in Austin, I spoke to the guy who was from Rwanda. And there was a group of Burundians from East Africa who were in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that I had asked to come and do a French mass for them, but we could never get that organized when I was over in the Diocese of Dallas. But it's something that languages are wonderful, I think, and cultures and different folks, because you know what's great about all of that is that we're all God's children. No matter what the color of our skin, no matter what language is our native tongue, no matter what language we worship in, we are all the same. In Scripture it says there is no Jew or Greek, no slave or free. We are all one by the Holy Spirit. And this is the day that really accentuates that, where we are able to speak in different languages. Now, did y'all see this bulletin? What do you see up on the, what's going on there in that bulletin? Take a look at that bulletin. What are they doing there? What are those little things coming down from heaven? What do you think that is? Those look like little fire bombs, right? The Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit coming down. I call them bomblets. Little bomblets coming down from heaven, coming down onto the folks there. The Holy Spirit. And this is the day when that happens in the church, and we're reminded of that, and we're reminded of God always doing something through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that the Spirit will be with us when he rose to heaven 10 days ago, and we are beginning the season of Pentecost, where we are able to be aware of that and to be attuned to God doing something new all the time. So when I was in college, my second foreign language I studied was Japanese. Now, I'll tell you what happened on the test. So on the exam time, I was supposed to translate from English to Japanese and Japanese back to English. And I had learned the characters of hiragana and katakana. Now, what I read to you today was in Romanji, thanks to Asami-san, who presented that. It's in the Romanized languages, because I can't read the characters of hiragana and katakana. So when I was taking the test, I could not translate from English to Japanese. I translated from English to French, from French to Japanese, from Japanese back to French, and French back to English. And I don't know what my brain was doing, because I could not make that leap. I think I was subconsciously nervous that I was going to forget my French. And so I'm trying to learn Spanish now, because I live in Texas and I'm moving to Arizona, where there's a lot of Spanish too. I don't know if there's a lot of French there. But I did tell the Bishop of Arizona that if she wants to have a French service, she can have it in my church, you know, because we can do that. So one of the things that I love about Pentecost is reminding us again that we are all one, and we're going to do the service in French, the Eucharist service in just a minute. So one of the things that the Holy Spirit does with these little fans to remind you that he's coming to you in the wind and the fire. You feel the wind when you do that? You feel the wind when we do that? That's the Holy Spirit, right? So when we are reminded of that, God gives us all gifts. Every one of us has a gift by the Holy Spirit. Every single one of us. Thomas Merton said we don't have to imitate Christ, only animate him, because he's already in us. And so what I want us to think about today, as we go forth into the next part of the service, is that you have a gift that God has given you, each one of us. Be proud of the gift that God has given you. You may not have discovered it. Your friends and family might say, hey, you have this wonderful gift of the ministry of presence. Or you have a wonderful gift of healing or praying for other folks. Because the Spirit gives us those gifts, and we have to be open and to be able to say, thank you, Lord. Let me try to discover what that gift is. Let me try to discern what that gift is. So I want you to be proud of the gift that God has given you, and I want you to not hide it under a bushel. I want you to put it on a lampstand, as it says in Scripture, so your light and the light of God can shine for everyone as we continue to be people who follow Christ, to love God, to love our neighbors, and to love ourselves. C'est bon? Is that good? Très bien? Okay, you know how they say amen in French? Amen. All right. Amen. Thank you all very much.